Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey.
Bang, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Your weekend lunch break is over. Back at it, everyone. Get back to work.
Come on. Thank God, finally
stuff
here.
To do, I know. Gee, so boring all weekend. Oh, Vinny, I hear you still coughing. Damn it all. You poor thing.
No,
I've been thinking about you all weekend.
Like, I don't know why you're hearing me. How did you hear me? I'm over
we
here.
I can hear you. Because of the setup through the station.
Did you hear all the cussing, too?
Oh, no, I didn't. No, I missed out on that. That is too bad. Yeah.
No, I'm considerably better, though. So while I can't say that it's gone, that would be a lie. It's listen, for a minute there, I thought I was going to prolapse my throat. Like, it was ridiculous how bad this cough was. Really stupid. And people have been writing and saying, yeah, we had that, too. So it's whatever's going around, but in the end, I feel way better today. I'm not having that, like, complete loss of control. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm ready to live.
You seemed very tortured and it almost was like getting worse as time went on. Like, not even.
Well, no, it did. It absolutely did. So I don't know what the heck that was, but it wasn't COVID because I tested more than once and it was all negative. But either way, much better today. Much better over the weekend, even.
Very glad to hear that, because it was a lovely weekend. I hope everyone was able to get out there and let the sun get on your skin. And
I definitely behaved myself, you know.
Did you? Also, you stayed in.
Well, I didn't want to go get make trouble, so I was trying to, like, let's go back to work on Monday without that thing. So I stayed home and did chores and all the stuff. But
did
I know
you get to your spring cleaning.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. And today, this weekend was actually very, very big. You know those weekends when you're like, okay, when I finish this, I have a plan.
I'm going to sit finish, down.
And then you, whatever it is, yeah, whatever. You might be like, I'm going to sit down, or I'm going to watch pro surfing in Australia, or I'm going to play guitar, whatever your thing is. And then someone goes, oh, we need to, oh, and hey, do you want to... It was like that was that weekend. It was just the next thing and the next.
My answer to everything is no.
When you stay home and you're in, it's hard to get away from the. Oh, hey, can you? Anyway, we had to clear out all the closets because California closets were prepping, getting ready for the new closets.
It's really exciting though. Like it's gonna be. I mean, I watched Bryn go through this process and saw some of what they did. I mean, it's so pro level.
Elaborate.
It's freaking incredible.
One of the things they
can do.
Think
of everything.
We didn't do it, but because we're doing closets, but they could take a whole wall and turn it into shelves and desk, like a desk shelves. Like, they can do anything, really.
Yeah.
So we didn't go that route because the kids' closets are just, they just have to happen. They're just.
So let's get organized.
Yeah, they are a mess.
I sometimes think that, like, the whole spring clean thing, like, John's been spring cleaning as well.
And I watch him, and I was thinking
about you because I knew that you were doing that, and I just thought to myself, it's like a dude thing to pull everything out and go through it all. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a chick thing, too. Maybe it's just a human thing, but I'm not. I never do that. I usually just look at stuff and go, God, that looks like that would take a lot of time. I'll throw this one thing away, and then I'll feel like I whittled down the pile by one.
Well, I'm with you on not wanting to, but the truth is that had been caused. Like, there's this guy, you know, walking by the other day, and he goes, it was Saturday when I was doing the garage, and he goes, oh, man, I really wish you'd go do mine, too. And I go, well, you know, no.
That'll cost you.
Yeah, no, not a chance. I'm going to be at this all day. And then I got to go to the dump. Like, it's just one of those days where you're just like, oi. And he goes, I said something like, I've needed to do this since October. And he goes, oh, me too, October 2018. And I was like, oh. Good one.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm bummed. Get out of here.
You
American.
Are a guy. I'm actually surprised by, not surprised, I guess I just haven't really ever thought about it, but you seem to be the guy that needs to clean out that garage regularly. Like, wash the floor, paint the coating.
If you had a garage,
yes,
and then the kid and still had young kids, what you would see is that you would see it turn into an absolutely S pile of stuff that gets taken out, left where it is, and then it piles up on top of each other. And that tool you couldn't find, it's under there. And
somewhere.
Like, name it. The thing that you can't, it's under there somewhere. And then that, someone said they saw a giant dead lizard. Well, where's that? Somewhere under there. Like, it's just.
Oh my.
You gotta pull it all out and see what's doing.
Yeah, then you put it away and it's pulled right back
pulled
out.
Pulled right back out. Problem.
I mean, listen, that's, it's a.
But for 1 minute.
Yeah.
It looked amazing. Everything was organized. All the cleaning had been done.
I think I slipped twice yesterday on, like, just random toys.
Just around the house?
Yeah. Just, like, you know, Kai is walking now.
Oh.
So she's, like, walking.
She does?
Stuff. Yeah. She can.
What, she did learn to walk on the cruise?
I guess. So, yeah, kind of. She was walking already before she took off.
When was she born?
December of last year.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
So she's a year and, now, right? What,
5 months?
Four or five months, yeah. But I slipped a couple of times. And I'm like, rats! And I'm like that rats. Dad that's like yelling about, stop putting your stuff everywhere, I'm slipping. And then Cameron was running somewhere, and she just totally ate it.
Oh, no. Oh.
Because she slipped on something that I think she put out. So it was just one of those things.
Oh,
that,
there you go.
Ugh.
Punished for your own sins.
Well, you put it away, it'll be right there anyway, again.
Know, right. Well, and, you know, kid stuff has wheels, too, a lot of times, so.
Good times.
Anyways, such fun.
It is the time for spring cleaning, though, and the weather was really, really nice. And
it
while
was gorgeous.
It sounds like you didn't do any. I hope you got out and rode your bike or.
It was windy.
I did
go behind the shed. Anything fun to report?
Oh my God! Well, the highlight of the weekend was the trivia night. But I will say that.
Oh right.
I feel like this was one of those weekends where I just did everything. Like, John and I were alone on Friday. That was, and so we watched the Gentlemen, and that was super fun.
Mm.
That's a show on Netflix, by the way. By the way, you type in Gentlemen. And like 10 things pop up. Look for the Netflix series. It's so good. It just gets crazy. It's like a mushroom cloud of crazy. It just gets bigger and bigger. Like, what now? What now? It's really good. So we did that. And then on Saturday, you know what's funny? I rode my bike downtown and met up with my friend Marianne. Downtown.
Hi, Marianne.
Mill Valley. And because we have a girlfriend whose birthday is right around the corner, and we wanted to get her to, and it's a
hi, landmark. Sherry.
It's Merrily. She's
oh,
60.
Hey, Merrily.
This weekend.
Hey, Merrily.
Yeah, this weekend is our big gig, too.
That's the birthday we're talking about.
So
is that
going to
be up north in Napa?
Yeah, it's in Napa.
Hello,
Merrily.
I know. So we're getting her a present. And it's just funny because we walk into the first store and I'm like, oh, that. And we'll put that there and then that. We're done.
Boom.
I just felt like...
Did you get her a strap on, or what did you guys get?
Oh, yeah, you know, all the sex stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
So we find these things, and I'm like, that's perfect. Yay. But it was the first store, and that's... Marianne's not having that.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, I can't imagine us finding anything better than this. So, and right now it's noon. We've walked into the first store. I'm like, boom, 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 we're done. Yeah, I'll see you later. But then we get on my bike and ride home. No. So I say to the lady who's very nice and has been helping us, I'm like, listen, we'll be back. I can't imagine we're going to find anything better, but we don't worry. We looked at every store. And it's so funny as we're coming out of the 40th store. We're walking out, and I'm like, okay, let's go back to the first store and get the stuff that we first saw in the first store. And she's all, yeah, that's definitely the best thing. And I'm like, you know, I know that you love this, and I'm the one who just is like, can't wait for it to be over. I'm like, I appreciate you and your... And I can tell
Sarah,
she never wants it to
me.
End.
You're the boyfriend shopping. In this scenario. Don't you understand?
Yeah. I just realized.
You're talking to the men's in the audience right now. They're all saying, yeah, I know what you're talking about, lady. I'm that guy.
I feel like I'm the only girl that hates shopping, but that can't be true. I just can't stand it. Like,
How am I here to tell you, this is about us spending time together as well. Mm-hmm. Don't be so quick to run off.
No, right. I wish she had for said our that togetherness. To me earlier, because I did feel like, really, I feel like we're not, nothing can be better than that what we saw in the first 5 minutes of our, but you're right, it was a journey.
You need to adapt, Sarah.
Together. You got to get with the program and be a better boyfriend.
My boyfriend skills need massive improvement. Yeah, so then I go home.
You know what to do, right, is to say, hey, Marianne, let me hold your bag. I'll be sitting right here.
Yeah, there
you let
go.
Me know when you're done, or I'll walk up to the cash register with when you find what you're looking for.
I'm just going to sit here.
If you
here
wanted to say black or blue, I'll tell you which color, and then you choose the opposite.
Right, yeah, there you go.
I should have done that. Anyway, so then I go home on my bike.
Oh.
I finally escaped her, her clutches.
Did you kiss goodbye?
We did.
Okay.
Nice long makeout.
Yes. Awesome. Oh, yeah, totally. Stood on this plaza.
Totally worth it.
Gave a makeout and took off. So then I get home, and the kids come over, Riley and his friend Jesse, and we get in an Uber, and we go to something called the Patriots Lounge, ironically named after the Patriots, and it's in Embarcadero 2, so that's always fun. I love going to the Embarcadero Center because it brings back such memories of our early days together.
Yeah, is it actually the football Patriots they're referring to?
It is not. It's just their, you know, American Patriots, whatever.
Okay.
Or I don't believe it is anyway, and everyone in there is Irish. Like, I really did think,
I bet it is the Patriots then. Are you kidding me?
It could be. I didn't ask any questions about it. But all the way in, so... We did this. It's a Harry Potter trivia thing. And I want to warn you, if you like trivia and you're like, I like Harry Potter, you lose. There's no person who casually, even if you've read every book and seen every movie, as I have, you lose. There's the level of nerddom. Luckily, we had a nerd with us. So there were this chick, Jessie. Riley's good friend.
Oh, she had all this on lock.
So not only did she have all this on lock, but she's been forcing Riley to watch the movies, and they've been taking notes. And then they were quizzing, taking a zillion online quizzes, quizzing each other and us on the way in the car. They've been hardcore. Like, this has been going on for weeks. We've known this Harry Potter thing was happening. And thank goodness. Because even with all that prep, and I'm telling you, we knew 90% of the questions. Well, I take that back. Jessie knew the answers to 90% of the questions.
Nice, Jessie.
She just carried our team. Total fearless leader. But there were 26 teams of nerds. Like, the people who were at this thing were dressed as characters, grown people. And
well,
out of
the people who dressed as characters outside the bookstore waiting for the next release. So
exactly. They've been longtime fans, clearly.
Yeah.
So the thing that was crazy to me was, because I thought, there'll be some questions that are for the casual fan and some... No. Like, one of the questions was, in book 4, What was the headline on the Daily Prophet regarding Dumbledore? Right? Nobody. Nobody. Crickets.
Well, give me a second.
Which, by the way, Jessie knew half of it. She said, I don't know what the first part is, but I think it's the second part is dangerous.
Does she get a half point for that, or?
I don't know. I can't remember.
No half points. That's too bad. Yeah. This is when, he's set up and they want to arrest him? This
they're
is
trying
when
to get him out.
The pink lady is in charge now. Is that, has that happened
Professor
yet?
Professor Umbridge.
God. She's the least likable person and so good at it.
Dolores Umbridge.
What a wonderful actress that lady is.
Right. And I don't know if it's book four either. I'm just throwing that out there. But, so it was, is he daft or is he dangerous? And we did not get full points on that. But I'll tell you something. There were 26 teams and we came in. What number?
First.
No. Absolutely not. There was one team that did not get one wrong. And they had a kid with them that I was like, that kid knows all the stuff. You know the guy. The one who puts his nerd hat on and
he's
just nerds out.
He was your Jesse.
He was. So we finished fourth, which I felt like... Oh, and I had a moment. I knew the answer to one question that Jesse did not know, and it was, what is the name of the book that Hermione gives to Harry Potter for Christmas? And it was Quidditch Through the Ages. Because I literally just read that in the book that I was reading. Because I did some studying. I was midway through
the
book. I did. Well, I mean, they were so serious about it, Vinny. They were coming over 2-3 weeks ago saying, starting to quiz us. I'm like, oh, God. So I started rereading the books a couple weeks ago, and I'm midway through the third one.
Well, you pulled off fourth out of 26, so the effort was worth it.
It was. But I will say, I was like, this would absolutely suck if we didn't have this ringer with us. Like, this would be anybody who was like, oh, I like Harry Potter, you'd be lost. It'd just be nothing for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done any good at that.
Oh, it was, if we didn't have Jesse, it would have just been.
But I'm not of the generation that dressed as Harry Potter or, you know what I mean? Like those kids, your kids, really, that's the generation, right?
Yeah, they grew up with it. It's just always been there. The movies came out while they were little. It's just always been a thing. It's a fun world to be in, the whole Hogwarts, Harry Potter world. It's just, it is magic.
Yeah, anyway. I agree.
Yeah. So anyway, it was great. And then yesterday I got some gardening done, which is always feels good. And
that's too bad.
No, it's good. It's fun. You know, you clean up your garage. I clean up my yard.
Well, listen, I don't like it. I didn't like it. I wouldn't say I loved that.
Stand back and look at it and have that.
I like the end result, but there's nothing about it that I enjoy. Other than I was rocking out. So I played loud music.
Oh, that's nice.
There I am listening to Rancid cleaning my garage. Yay!
You're done.
Exactly right. Mater.
All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Mini, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, Monday. Hooray, you're finally here.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.